Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm so blessed to be here with you. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a conscious channel. I'm a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, as well as being a divine healer. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my fur baby Ginger, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together basically ever since. It took me quite a while to realize that this truly is a divine connection, and Joan has left this door open, and now others walk through it from the other side. And in doing so, they give me access to the most ironic and fascinating mixture of divine source, and it never ceases to amaze me. And as well, this has helped me to have the ability to really to relate and work with so many different kinds of people. And prior to these amazing changes, I had a work background. It was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357 now, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am. But more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to as well. It's the backbone in my current journey of service. And that's a little bit about me. If you want to learn more, Barbara has a link to my page. I have to go. I've got to start learning a little bit more about me, Barbara. That's what Ginger's telling me. But you know what? When you said your favorite beverage, I don't know if you've heard of it. I'm drinking some kombucha tea, and the one that I got is already made, and it's cold. You have to keep it refrigerated. And it's a vanilla oak kombucha tea. And it's just, I guess, like a limited edition. Seasonal. It's seasonal to the winter, I guess. But it's really, really amazing because it has vanilla bean in it. It has oak steeped in a kettle with black tea. It has so many different organic ingredients in it. Oh, my God. It's just, like, so delicious. And I just recently, not too long ago, I just, you know, started to really like this stuff. And it's so healthy. But it has something called angelica root, Barbara, and I don't even know what that is. I'm going to have to look that up. Angelica root, it has cherry bark, it has roasted dandelion roots, chicory, and it has live probiotics. So that's my favorite beverage for today.
Sounds interesting.
Well, kombucha tea is really, really helpful. We have a discount outlet where I get this stuff, and, I mean, it's just like a fourth of the cost of, you know, what it would be in a regular store. So it's such a blessing to have, like, this beautiful store in the area. And I always find, like, the oddest products that they don't even carry, like, around me. I have New Jersey yogurt from the Jersey cows. I mean, it's just, like, it's always like you're at a little treasure hunt, Barbara. It's hysterical.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Makes me wish we had a store like that here.
It's amazing. You know what? I'll have to send you a little care package. That's all.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
I suppose I should tell people who I am now. I am the divinely anointed, appointed Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged. giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button should connect you with DC's Facebook page. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that site. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you're looking for. Okay, DC, it is time for us to hear some messages. So what do you have for us now?
Well, you know, Barbara, the first thing that I posted, one of the things I posted, like on my page, I woke up early this morning and posted a couple of things. When nothing goes right, left, and I was like, laugh. And Elvis Presley was reading my page and everything, and he would say, you know, when things go wrong, don't go with them. And he's laughing. The Joan Rivers comes. We have, like, those on the other side. They come in as well. And he said, you know, people, you know, at times think you guys are crazy because sometimes you talk about things they don't understand. And I said, you know what, well, Elvis, I resonate with crazy, you know, so crazy is my middle name. It was so funny. And I said, you know, it's nice to have you, you know, here with us, you know, because he's, you know, they used to call him the king. I said, you know, it's nice to have the king with us. He said, you see, I'm not the king. Jesus Christ king. I was just an entertainer, but I really do love Morning with Jesus. So he really was, you know, he's saying, you know, he loves our show and the way that we really uplift people, gives them the guidance that they're needing. So it was just really funny because I never, you know, I never know, like when we're getting ready for the show, I never know who's going to just pop in. So the king is with us, Barbara, just to let you know.
Good.
Okay. And with that being said, I found a little prayer that I was guided to read, and it was written by, I guess, Anna Kuttner. Let go, and it's advice from the angels. Okay, and I have people, let's see, I'm trying to, people popping up and giving me messages, and I can't read the messages right now. Oh, my goodness, let's see. I just, you know what, it's going to be one of those days, I think, Barbara, oh, my goodness, where these people are just, they're popping up in my little page here, and I don't know how to put that, like, don't disturb on your Facebook, like when we're doing a show. So I'm going to have to try to ask the angels to help me to find that because I just, you know, I don't want to take messages when I'm trying to deliver the, you know, the messages from the angels. And I get easily distracted, so I really don't need any help. Okay, so here we go. Thank you, Joan. Okay, Joan and Ginger found what I was going to read. Okay, it's called Let Go, Advice from the Angels. Again, it was by Anna Kuttner. Dear angels, I sit in sadness. I wonder why. What now? Get no answer. And then I hear, you have to experience pain. It has purpose. Feel it, understand it, accept it for all its glory. Can you not see? I am trying to free you. The pain is part of your journey, and yet you look at it with such angst. You ask why. I ask why. Can you answer that? Until you can, you will stay in the pain. Until you can truly see, all that will set you free if you just let go. Why do you hold on so tight? Do you have no faith? Do you not believe? I have seen you through all that you will not let go. Why do you not trust the one that saved you? Why do you ask and then not receive? Do you not understand what is happening to you? We know what is best and are here to serve you and your journey. We are here to lift you from the ashes so that you can truly rise. Rise to the glory and all the good we have in store for you. The visions we have brought you have fallen on blind eyes. Hello? Do you not hear our cry? Our words are deafened by your stubbornness. Just let go. Let go and see how far you fly. Have no doubt, no fear. We have shown you all the greatness. It is real. Believe. Let go and be free. So that was the little angel prayer that I was guided to read. And with that being said, I have a channeled angel message. Blessings, beloved ones. We, your guardian angels, are here to provide loving guidance as well as to help you shine light upon any situation, concern, bringing about greater clarity and awareness that is needed. We will help you to prepare for the choices that are before you. We are always connected, and we will send you confirmation through your thoughts, intuition, your dreams, and we can't forget synchronicities that always occur, you know, during your waking state. Align now and raise your vibration to match your intentions. Have faith and trust as you remain positive. Will go according to your divine life plan. Opportunities will begin to present themselves. Beloveds, everything is shifting and returning to perfect balance. Keep pushing forward and remember, you can change any situation that no longer resonates your highest good. To pray, you send the intention out to the universe. It is heard immediately and then it is answered. Trust that your prayers will come to fruition. Sometimes, even in the most unexpected ways, please give yourself permission to be all that you can be. Take time to discover new aspects of yourself and be willing to step up to a new level of awareness and do activities that bring you joy. As you do, you open yourself to receive more positive energy, which in turn will help you to pursue your life purpose with passion. But loved ones, each of you have guardian angels that are at your side, and they're ready and they're happy to support you in any way possible. Be open to their guidance. Don't be afraid to live up to your fullest potential. As light workers, you are asked to step onto your path and become of service to humanity. We are all connected. Be an earth angel and share your love. Are you ready to respond to our call? Hold loving thoughts and walk through each day with love, compassion, and joy in your heart. You have incarnated during this lifetime for a reason, and it is now time to focus on your divine mission. As you lovingly become of service to others, miracles will occur. We will be with you every step of the way. We love you, your angels. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Well, that was kind of short for today.
You know what? I woke up late, and I was just lucky that I got myself together, Barbara. I woke up. Jackson wasn't coming today, and I had woken up, and there was Jackson screaming in my face.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm thinking, my dreams are getting more and more vivid. And then I realized he wasn't. So it was a heck of a way to start the day. So I'm a little off center as of yet, you know?
Okay, I can understand that. All right, so let's hear what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloved ones, sometimes life takes you by surprise. And this is not necessarily a bad thing. Just because something happens that was unexpected does not mean that it is a problem. We want you to get out of the habit of seeing problems. We want you to get out of the habit of looking for problems. We want you to get out of the habit of believing in problems. Can you see the theme here? We want you to start recognizing that everything that happens in your life has a purpose. Even if it's not the purpose that you had expected it to have, it still has a purpose. And everything truly is for your highest good. Imagine how your life would change if you looked at things through those particular perspectives. If you saw that everything that happened in your life was for your highest good, then you'd never have a problem. You would simply have more and more opportunities to understand who you are, to make changes to who you are being, to open up to the love and the light that is there for you. And it is there for you. Even if you can't see it, it is always there for you. Because the Creator loves you. And we are not talking about the kind of love that you are taught, that you are supposed to expect, and that's based in fear and want and all sorts of other emotions. We are talking about the unconditional love that is eternal that you don't have to do anything to deserve. It is simply there for you. And in that love, the Creator is putting the energy that says, you deserve the best. And the Creator wants the very best for you and provides you with opportunities to experience the best. And the Creator also gives you the right to choose. So if you choose not to see life as wonderful, not to see it as full of opportunities, not to see it as a beautiful, ever-evolving journey of love and light and joy, the Creator is fine with that. And if you ever decide that you do want to start seeing things the way the Creator sees them, then you can just make that change. And the Creator is here to help you, always. The Creator is here to help you, always. The Creator is here to help you. So you don't ever have to go it alone. In fact, it's impossible for you to go it alone, because you are never alone. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Really awesome.
My pleasure. Okay, we have come to the part of the show where people get to ask us questions. Yay! And everybody has their little symbol on, so I don't need to tell them all to press one. And we will go to our first caller from area code 770.
Hello. Hi, Barbara. Hi, DC. Hi, Barbara. This is Shanika.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
What can we do for you today?
I'm in a relationship with a woman, and I want to know, could there be a possibility of marriage in the future with her?
Okay, DC, where are you?
Okay, it was getting really staticky, Barbara. What was the question? Again, honey, I couldn't hear you. Oh, Barbara,
okay,
are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. She is in a relationship with a woman, and she wants to know if this is going to evolve into a marriage.
Well, I'm getting, that option is truly available. And I see little hearts all around you, and your angels are around you. And you have the positive energy from the universe around this beautiful love, that you two have. So, start, if that's what you want, just start putting it out there, because it is truly a possibility. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay? And just follow your heart, and I just, just seeing all these little hearts around you, just go with this beautiful, flow that's around you presently, my goodness. And, make sure that you're expressing your feelings and you're really, you're communicating with each other, okay?
Okay.
Because it's really important to really communicate. And I'm getting for you, specifically, that this is, an amazing time. Do you get outside and, just think about, the love that you want to grow and everything else? You get outside, with Mother Earth and really, open your heart and just be open to receiving, this beautiful energy and, all the ideas that, are going to come in to help you. You connect with Mother Earth, huh? You get outside and relax, spend time and absorb her beautiful energy.
Okay.
I mean, do you do that? Do you get outside and just...
Yeah, I have. Actually, the other day I have. I went to Walmart, and then after I finished shopping, I just sat out there for a while.
Okay, great, because that's
mm-hmm.
important. And the angels are guiding you, and, they're telling you just, to just calm down, outside, inside, and just, close your eyes. And you're going to feel, this beautiful, beautiful energy around you. It's very healing. is very calming. It's very clarifying. You know, it's letting you know everything that you're thinking, you're getting answers to, and it's really filling your heart, okay? And I just feel like your heart is expanding. It's so beautiful, okay? But the angels are saying, you know, don't try to figure everything out all at once. Sometimes you just got to trust, you know? You've got to trust and you've got to love. That's all you have to do, okay?
Right, okay.
Okay? You've got to start your turn, okay? The angels are saying, you know, you've got to start to, like, to think about moving to the next level, okay? And the universe is with you. Your angels are with you. You don't have to be afraid. There's no need for anxiety. There's no need for fear, okay? And I'm getting you yourself are a light worker. You're an earth angel, and you're here to help a lot of people. So I don't know if you felt that, but if you're, you know, if you're up for that and you say yes, the universe is going to help you and guide you to really, you know, to be that beautiful light worker that you know, that you're meant to be, and to really to guide others as well.
Okay. Thank you.
You've got this, maybe like amongst your family structure or something, but I feel like, you know, like you are looked at like as the one that's supposed, you know, like to take, you know, take the lead of all of this.
Yes.
That's what the angels are. Surround you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you have
okay.
the ability. And
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said you're very
you
strong,
keep
but you're very. Yeah, I don't know why, Barbara. You know what? Want me to call back in?
I think so, because you're cutting out quite a bit. Okay, so she is going to call back. So we will give her a second. I should have music for, you know, when we're waiting for something like this. like the Jeopardy music. Do 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 do. Ah, there she is.
Okay. Is that better, Barbara? Can you hear me a little bit better?
So far,
I can
hear you. Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Our, you know, this beautiful caller that we have here, the angels are saying that you don't value yourself the way you should. Do you know that? And, you know,
yeah.
you look at yourself and you sort of nip, you know, all the things that you think are negative about you.
Hello?
Are you talking?
Okay.
It sounds like there's a party in the airwaves or something. You know what I'm saying? It's just very crazy. I guess those on the other side have to be a little bit quieter is what I'm thinking. Okay? But you've got to look and see all the positive qualities, hon, all the beautiful qualities that you have. Allow the divine to come in and show you what you look like, you know, through the eyes of love. Okay? So please don't, you know, be down on yourself. You know, and criticize yourself at times. You've got to just connect with all that beautiful compassion and love that you have within, and let that love, like, magically transform your life. Because, like you said, you are an amazing woman, and you're meant to help so many different others. Okay, you will have the love that you desire, as long as you keep the lines of communication, you know, open, and just be the beautiful person that you are. Okay, and Whitney Houston is with you, and she's letting you know that learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all, hon. Okay?
Yes.
So she's
yes.
going to be with you, and she wants to help you. Like,
okay.
Okay, so she's going to... going to be there, call upon her, and she's saying, I will always love you. She's going to be, like I said, planner jam filling with. And she does come in, and she helps, you know, those that, you know, they're not loving themselves as much as they should, okay? So please start loving yourself, you know, every day. You know, when you wake up, look in the mirror first thing and tell yourself how much you love you, okay? It's really important. If you want to have a beautiful,
okay,
long-lasting relationship, love starts with you. It doesn't start,
yes,
with that other person. It starts with you, okay?
Yes. Okay?
I'm feeling there's a lot of stress around you, like, during this month. What's going on with the stress?
You said stress?
Yes, I feel like you have a lot of stress.
Well, I have a mammogram next month. I had breast cancer, and I have a mammogram next month, so I'm kind of thinking about that.
Okay. I'm getting, you know, like, your physical health is getting better. And also, I'm getting, like, please try to, you know, in a more positive frame of mind, go over the stress.
Okay.
And I'm just getting, you know what, you've kind of, like I said, listen to your heart, and you'll, you know, it'll never steer you wrong, hon, but you've got to get rid of the stress, because I'm feeling if you don't get rid of that stress, you know, it's going to affect, like, every aspect of your life, okay? That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and I thank you for calling in today.
Okay.
Barbara, are you with us?
Shanika, are you?
Okay,
yeah, I'm here. And Shanika, you're still with us, right? Yes, I'm here. I just had it on
okay.
me because I'm at work. All right. So are you able to repeat some phrases that I say to you? Yes, I am. Okay. So we are going to let go of some of the stress and the concerns and okay, they're just showing me there's a bundle of stuff that we need to release. So I will say phrases that will start with dear innate, and you will repeat what I say because then you will be talking to your innate body.
Okay,
here we go. Dear innate, I release the stress.
Dear innate, I release the stress.
Dear innate, I deserve perfect health.
Dear innate, I deserve perfect health.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful relationship.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful relationship.
Dear innate, I deserve to be loved.
Dear innate, I deserve to be loved.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have perfect health.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have perfect health.
Dear innate, I release any sickness from the past.
Dear innate, I release any sickness from the past.
Dear innate, I release all worry about health.
Dear innate, I release all worry about health.
Dear innate, I release all worry about love.
Dear innate, I release all worry about love.
Dear innate, I am a wonderful person.
Dear innate, I am a wonderful person.
Dear innate, I deserve to be loved and adored.
Dear innate, I deserve to be loved and adored.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I accept my life.
Dear innate, I accept my life.
Dear innate, I accept all of God's blessings.
Dear innate, I accept all of God's blessings.
Take a nice deep breath. All right, how does that feel?
Much better.
Yeah, that ball of whatever it was is gone now. So,
mm-hmm. Okay, so I am hearing that she does love you, and you already know that.
Yes.
So, yeah, move forward in that love. And this can really be a wonderful, amazing relationship. So, let it happen.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You are welcome. You know, call us back and give us the wedding details.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day, sweetie.
Okay, you too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is my favorite number, 1111111111. Hi, who's this?
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind, my spirit.
Is that a good thing?
It's a very good thing. It's a sacred thing. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, all right.
Oh. So what's up for you today, Queen?
Well, after I spoke with you both Tuesday, Samara guided me almost while I was receiving the messages. I have a Moldavite stone, which she was reminding me of, and that's that ancient glass. I have a couple of slivers of it, tiny, 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 very expensive, like the gold tektite. I looked at the gold tektite, and I laughed. I said, they, or at least DC Love said how beautiful it was to her. I said, you know, that doesn't really appeal to me. Neither does the Moldavite, but I knew I was supposed to have it in terms of visual. But then I saw it carved in a scarab, and the scarab is one of the names that I have, Kepra, one of my many names that I've worn and blessed with for a long time. And then I recalled that when DC said Sekhmet Rising, she didn't say Sekhmet Rising, but she said Sekhmet. I recalled that I had written something for a book called Sekhmet Rising, which they took from my writing to name the book Sekhmet Rising. So if I may, I would like to read it to you all because it's relative to the message.
Beautiful. Okay.
Before time was recorded on the walls of the pyramids in Kemet, near Nubia, fragments of asteroids that had been buried in the sand for eons revealed themselves. In this particular designated time and space, Ra was feeling very bright and shining magnificently, giving off large amounts of light and heat. This was an unusual day in that the lightning strikes appeared, deciding to merge with the high noon essence of Ra as they focused on a particular location in the sands of time. Know that molten glass, which is what the asteroids had become, did what asteroids do, and smoke began to rise. Sekhmet rising, like incense into the atmosphere of Shu. Shu then whirled around, and where there is smoke comes fire, and fire and desire for life to be. Suddenly appearing from the smoke came an image of the Sphinx, the holder of secrets. The fire became a colorful mix of yellow, red, orange, and a hint of blue, as it moved with the energy of Shu. And this is just for you all. Shu is the air. Then the mirage-like smoke image of the lioness Sphinx appeared basking in the sun. Sekhmet rising. The fire is so Nefer, beautiful, and the Sphinx appears to be quite enchanted by the flames appearing. The power recognized sent a clear message not to disrespect the fire because you could get burnt. The Sphinx, transformed by the fire, becomes a living, breathing lioness. And the magical interactions of the elements having had their NTR course with each other. And inter being all. From the fire, paws and claws emerge, then become the hands of Sekhmet. The body of the goddess Sekhmet soon enough comes forward from the flames, which grow rapidly, rhythmically, and in a magical way. The image of the Sphinx and the fire merge before the eye of the blood moon eclipse that has come forth. This process of alchemy transformation occurring in the light of the high noon, Ra granting Nut, the night sky, to look over the birth coming forth, the appearance of Sekhmet rising. As the eclipse, a blood full moon appears, revealing the full earth birthing, revealing revelation is complete. In all her glory, Sekhmet steps from the flames of the fire, burning her essence into the sands of time. Transformative healing, heat, elusive speed, love, and all attributes of the lioness Sphinx belong to her. They have become one. She possesses all the powers of the Sphinx. She wears the face of the lioness, the body of the goddess Intret Sekhmet, worshipped by many wise ones over eons. Whenever you need her strength, all of her skills, her powers are available to you. Meditate on her, chant her name, glorify her. Know that you have come, know that you have the power to, power of Sekhmet rising within your crown to take down and rebuild whatever you desire. Whenever you require, whatever is needed for Sekhmet, proceeded for this reason, allow Ma'at to bless your purpose and see with the eyes of Ra, Sekhmet rising.
Wow, that's beautiful.
That is beautiful. And what I was seeing is a hand, and it was holding a piece of flame agate, and it was just beautiful.
What?
And
it's
like, I guess,
flame,
maybe like a healing. Yeah,
flame
agate, A-G-A-T-E. Yes.
Okay, okay.
It looks like a fiery stone, I guess, no? And I just, like, when I was listening to you, you know, that you were connecting to the, you know, the passion of her beautiful heart, and then the fire within was burning within you as well, Queen.
You know, I hadn't read that since I gave it to be published in the book. I was feeling it, and there is a fire agate. There is a stone called fire agate. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm. So, and then she's saying, "I am, you know, all things to those who truly know me."
Thank you.
So you really resonate with that beautiful inner queen, you know? You really do. And she's with you, you know, at this time. And, you know, she's been with you for a long time. She's never left you. But she's reminding you, I think, that she is there. And she's helping to set your soul on fire again. And sort of like to recreate yourself, like, so to speak. Okay?
Yes.
And to really to know the fire and to become one with the fire. And that's what that's what I'm getting with saying. You know, but I mean, this is an amazing time, and you know, I think, like, the message was just to help you to reconnect with her. She's been with you, and you've just sort of forgot about her, you know, and to go forward with that fierce compassion that you have, you know, and really, you know, do what you're supposed to do. I mean, you do resonate with her energy. Like, it's just so strong. And she's just telling you, like, you know, like, she's strong and you're strong, too. You're stronger than you think you are, you know. And there's some kind of healing, though, that she's talking about. Like, healing awaits you, Queen. So that Sekhmet is coming in, like, you know, to really to help you with some kind of an inner healing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I want to do for right now, I want to turn you over to Barbara, and she's asking you to just allow yourself to receive this healing, okay?
I'm going to say here, she is known to be, you know, the keeper of healing. That's one of her major attributes.
Yes. Well, she's here today, and you're here today because Barbara and Jesus are, you know, coming in as well, and to really help initiate this healing, I guess. Okay? So at this
all
time,
right,
I'm going to ask
you.
Barbara to come in. You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless.
Okay. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do now.
Barbara, I'm hearing emotional healing. There's something old that she's holding on to in her heart, and it has to be released.
All right. Let's see how I want to do that. Okay, dear. Repeat after me. Of course, making your adjustments however you choose to make them. Dear innate, I am ready to let go.
Dear innate, I am ready to let go.
Dear innate, I don't know what this is that I'm holding on to, but I'm ready to let go.
Dear opulence, I don't know what this is I'm holding on to, but I'm ready to let it go.
Okay, this is really, really deep. Dear innate, even though I told myself I could never let go, I let go.
Dear innate, even though I've told myself that I can't let it go, I'm going to let it go now and forevermore.
Dear innate, I trust that everything will be fine.
Dear innate, I trust that everything will be fine.
Dear innate, I release all of the fear.
Dear innate, I release all of the fear.
Dear innate, I open my heart fully and deeply to myself.
Dear opulence, I open myself fully, my heart fully to myself.
Okay. It's moving up. Well, we got it moving. That's good. Dear innate, I don't need to hang on to this anymore.
Dear innate, I don't need to hang on to this anymore.
Dear innate, I no longer live in fear.
Dear opulence, I no longer live in fear.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to let go.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to let go.
Dear innate, I fully release this now.
Dear innate, I fully release this now.
Take a deep, deep breath and blow it out. Dear Innate, this is the past. It is no longer me, and I let it go.
Dear Innate, this is the past. It is no longer me or needed, and I let it go.
Okay. It is releasing. Slowly. Dear Innate, I let it go now.
Dear Opulence, I let it go now. Now. Now.
Okay. It looks like it's gone. How does it feel?
I feel as we were going through it, in the beginning, I was about to fly. Maybe I started flying. And then the deeper we went, or the more we released, like climbing up the edge of a mountain, like the Capricorn, like the goat, climbing up. And now I'm at the top of the mountain, ready to just soar, fly.
Wonderful.
Feeling emotional. Feeling the emotions are coming behind that.
Well, Queen, I feel like there's like a beautiful fire burning inside you now. It's you know, it's burning, you know, stronger than ever. And I don't know if you have like any of that, the fire agate. Do you have one of those stones?
I do.
Okay,
somewhere.
Well, really, you know, please out and like where you know, visually see it every day and let it remind you, you know, of the beautiful, you know, goddess that is with you. And this is going to help really with your creativity. And even like, you know, like if you're on a journey to find that, you know, that special someone, it's going to help with that. And it also helps like with our like the lower chakras, the lower three chakras. So if you started at the base of the spine, of course we have our root chakra, and that deals with grounding. It deals with security, survival, and then you go up one, and we have the sacral chakra, and that's where the sexuality, the intimacy, the emotions come in. And then we go right into the middle of like the stomach area, and that's our solar plexus. And, you know, this is where, you know, our desire, our power comes from, our energy. And the fire agate, they'll help to keep those three chakras aligned.
Mm.
So it's a really amazing, you know, it's an amazing stone.
And to me, it's a beautiful stone. Somewhere,
it's beautiful.
I'm in the studio. And look for it. I remember having one.
Yeah, it is beautiful. But it's going to help you to really keep that passion burning in your soul, you know?
Got it. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, you probably need to spend some time in meditation now.
It's an amazing time for you.
Will do.
All right. Well, have
thank
fun.
You for, I will, and thank you for allowing me to read those words. That I was like, I wrote those. I channeled those. Cause that's what I said. I channeled those. And I hadn't tapped into them.
And,
then,
wow. And Ginger's coming in and asking you, don't forget to breathe, Queen. You know, take, you know, like 30 seconds here or there and take a couple, like, really deep breaths, like, in and in through the nose, out through the mouth, but very slowly. And she's saying, you know, just every now and then, just breathe. Like, really think about your breath. Just breathe.
I can do that. Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Oh,
You're welcome.
Namaste.
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 Okay, and our next caller is Helena. Hi, Helena.
Good morning. Hi.
Hello, hello.
Hey, you. Let me get off speaker. Hello. I'm still on speaker. Thank you, you guys, for Saturday. So appreciated it.
That was a blast.
Oh,
it
welcome.
Was so much fun.
That was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got to do it again. Even I'm sorry things got a little discombobulated, but they will work, and they always do. Yeah. So I'm open to whatever you guys have to tell me. I mean, I may have like a roommate question, but whatever you guys are picking up.
The first thing that I was saying, hon, is that, you know, you've got to see yourself as more than a person that's just trying to get ahead in life and, you know, making things happen. And you are this amazing soul. You are so gifted. Helena, you have such amazing gifts. And connecting with those gifts, keep expressing gifts. And really, you know, don't forget about the connection that you have with spirit. Okay?
Okay.
You've got so much to, you know, to offer to others, to share with others, you know, and you've got to trust in your divine life plan because it's truly going to be amazing. And even if you don't realize it, you're always, you know, protected and you're always guided, okay? So I don't know if there's, like, a goddess that you resonate with or anything like that, but it's really time to, like, call them in, whatever it is you're resonating with. And really, you know, create that beautiful spiritual bond, okay? This is your time to grow. This is your time to evolve. This is a time of, like, beautiful spiritual connections, okay? Because as you're working and everything, you know, like, you're having all these thoughts and, you know, ideas and stuff, and that's all the beautiful divine guidance that you're receiving. You know, notice the synchronicities. Notice those little nudges that you're getting, a little nudge here and there. You know, saying, you know, go this way, do this, you know. And you're going to be such a success, honey, okay?
Okay. I think
is your time, you know.
I really want to embrace that.
You know, even in the past, it may not have been all that you've wanted it to be. You've had times when you didn't have the money that you needed. But let it go, you know. This is the time to, you know, like, this is the time to create that beautiful new about you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever's on your mind and everything, just, you know, let go, let God, surrender it. The angels they're there with you now. There's a beautiful golden box beside you. Put all your troubles in it, put all your cares, and know that you will be taken care of. Helena, you're in good hands, you're in God's hands. So I'm getting, this is the time that you really need to release. Whatever it is that you're holding on to, it's sort of blocking you from really moving forward as fast as you can. Okay?
Yeah. I so want to move forward. I mean, I was in class yesterday, and, you know, the teacher's saying, you know, with getting cast these days and what you bring, it's you, your personality, what you bring in.
Right.
Yeah, I've got a different personality, but it just seems, oh, damn, it's that thwarted word about just being able to do it and to be seen and recognized for it.
Well, you know, you're going to be recognized for it, but this is a time that, you know, in a couple of seconds I'm going to invite in Barbara and Jesus, of course. It's the time to let go of the old, let go of everything that's, like, you know, fear-based, you know, and know that, you know, there are miracles all around you. Okay, you know, look towards the light, you know, the love that, you know, that's there with you. Mother Mary is with you. Jesus is with you, you know, and it starts with you, you know, loving yourself, you know, and I love your Facebook name and everything. And this is a time to really love the earth and, you know, all of the beautiful that walk upon the earth. And you're here, you know, as a beautiful light worker. You're here to heal, and you're going to ascend through this beautiful divine love. Helena, you are divine yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask Barbara now to come in to help relieve, because there's old pain, there's old fear, there may be some resentments, okay? And once that's released, you really have to embrace faith and just trust, okay? And if you don't, you're going to keep repeating those old patterns. Okay?
Yeah.
And those, they don't serve you, you know? There's so many possibilities ahead of you, you know? So, Ginger's saying, you've got to let go of the old, welcome the new, and really, you know, embrace, like, everything that's, like, before you. It's so magnificent. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And you may not know, you know, what the future holds, but you know who holds the future, you know? And I just see Jesus holding you in his hands and his arms, and Mother Mary is just, you know, she's hugging you as well. So the divine is holding you. You're going to be fine. And you've really got to just go with that, okay?
Okay.
And you've called them because the angels knew that you had, like, you know, things that you were worried about. And they're saying, Helena, there truly is nothing to worry about. Okay?
Okay.
So everything within the situation is being healed, okay? And I'm getting the word forgiveness. There may be someone that you need to forgive, including yourself, to really get past all this. Start to embrace the miracles, okay, the miracles that are all around you, okay, and when you do, you're going to see that things are going to, it's just like they're going to explode into so many different directions, okay, so it's going to be magnificent, and it's sort of like I'm seeing like lightning is going to strike, it just strikes and, you know, it just sort of gets something to make something new come, you know, like it's just wow. You know, and you're saying, Helena, do you really need lightning to strike? You know, you can call into, you know, Morning with Jesus. It's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit easier. We do have the same effect, though. We do have the same effect. So with that being said, instead of getting struck by lightning, I think you better allow Barbara to help you. Auntie Barbara, she's calling you in.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay. So first I'm supposed to give you an example of what it's like, what can happen if you are in that energy of trusting. So almost 2 months ago, I was guided to sign up for this training. And the training is like, well, 1,500 miles from where I live. And I didn't know how I was going to get there, where I was going to stay, none of that. Didn't know any of it. But it just felt like I was supposed to do the training. So I did. And then I put it into God's hands. And I said, okay, you say I'm supposed to do this. I signed up for it. Make it happen. And things went along, and every now and then it would pop into my mind, and I would realize, you know, I didn't have an airline ticket, I didn't have a place to stay, and I'd say again, okay, I'm trusting you.
Mm-hmm.
And so this training is this weekend. It's supposed to start in 2 days. And yesterday I was talking to guidance, and I say, okay, I still know I'm supposed to do this training. And then like a few minutes after that, I get an email, and the person who's doing the training had made a change, and they are now allowing it to stream live over the Internet. So I don't actually have to go there. And that was something that they specifically said they would not do when I signed up for that training. So I asked that it be made possible for me to be a part of this training, because this is something I'm supposed to do, and they made it possible, and they did it in a way that I didn't expect, because I never asked for them to stream it. I just said, I'm supposed to do this, let me do it, and I'm doing it. And so it was just a matter of me trusting in what I knew I'm supposed to do. Okay, so that was an example for you that if you trust, it will happen. Not in the way that you expect, because your expectations really have nothing to do with it, but it will happen. And that's what we have to open up to, allowing things to happen, even though we don't know how.
Okay, and they were working on you while I was saying all that, so you may be feeling things moving.
Yeah, I feel stuff in my solar plexus. I don't know if it's breakfast or not, but I do. I do. I clearly do.
So let's do a few phrases and help this along. Dear Innate, I am open to trusting.
Dear Innate, I am open to trusting.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how, I trust.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how, and I trust.
Dear Innate, even though part of me says this will never work, I trust.
Dear Innate, even though I know this will never work, I trust. Even though part of me says this will never work, I trust.
Dear Nate, I am truly letting go of the past.
Dear Nate, I am truly letting go of the past.
Dear Nate, I give my mind permission to stop thinking about the past.
Dear Nate, I give my mind permission to stop thinking about the past.
Dear Nate, I focus on what I desire.
Dear Nate, I focus on what I desire.
Dear Nate, I create my desires.
Dear Nate, I create my desires.
Dear Nate, I flow with love.
Dear Nate, I flow with love.
Dear Nate, my life gets better and better.
Dear Nate, my life gets better and better.
Dear Nate, no one has the power to upset me.
Dear Nate, no one has the power to upset me.
Dear Nate, I am stress free.
Dear Nate, I am stress free.
Dear Nate, I am filled with peace.
Dear Nate, I am filled with peace.
Dear Nate, this is my life, and I love it.
Dear Nate, this is my life, and I love it.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
I don't know. I feel shifting, and hopefully I'll stop looking at all past stuff that didn't work and go forward and just be right here and now.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
That's what feels the best, but...
Yeah, and that's what creates what you desire. Because anytime you step back into the past and all the drama and trauma, you're blocking yourself from what you desire.
Well, the thing is that, you know, sometimes you look at the past and, you know, you've wanted, speaking for myself, I've wanted so many things that just didn't happen and thought I was going about it the right way. And then,
okay.
You know, so it's like, don't want to get built up again.
This is not really helping you.
Yes. It isn't.
So you can just say, Dear Innate, I release the past. Dear Innate, I release the past.
All right.
And you may want to say it, you know, every 5 minutes. Dear Nate, I release the past. But
yeah.
Anytime you find yourself saying, but, start saying, Dear Nate, I release the past. Because whenever you are saying, but, you are going back into the past. That's what you always do.
Yep. Yes.
So
yes,
just saying,
yes.
But, Dear Nate, I release the past.
Yeah. Okay.
And they are showing me that you are moving forward. You are beginning to move forward. Yay! And
yay
that,
is right.
You will be seeing wonderful results. You really will. This really is working. So just keep releasing the past. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. you just get to have so much fun.
Believe me, I'm ready for it.
Wonderful. Well, all right. I can't wait to hear how it goes.
All righty. I'll be Barbara DC. All right.
Okay. Well, have a great day, and thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And I've lost DC, so I guess that means it's time to end the show. Well, actually, we've taken care of every caller, so thank you all so much for being a part of the show. We will be back on Tuesday. Don't forget, tomorrow I have Get Answers to Life's Questions, so if you have questions, call me tomorrow. All right, I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Talk to you Tuesday. Bye-bye.